EXP just launched a new revenue share model, and there are a lot of effects that I want to talk about with this. Are you going to lose money? What's this mean for you? Is it a good thing? Is it a bad thing? We're going to discuss all of those. We're going to talk about the groups that are most affected. We're going to do it all next.
Welcome to the Real Estate Agent Playbook, helping you win at the game of real estate every day. Here is your host, Jeremy Cain.
What's up, guys? Jeremy Cain, Real Estate Agent Playbook, and proud member of the EXP Wolfpack. Please reach out in the event you watch this video and you have any questions. You can put them in the comments. Some people don't like to talk about all this stuff and their personal finances, exit strategies that is involved, especially with EXP, with the three streams of income that were created when Glenn Sanford created this model. And now things are changing, so you might have further questions. There isn't another person that would be happier to talk to you about what all this looks like and if it's a good thing or a bad thing for you. And the truth is, there are groups that were losers and there are groups that were winners. So like, comment, subscribe on this video. I do talk a ton about building a real estate business that's lucrative based on selling homes without buying leads. But I also do talk a little bit about EXP's model and what to look for and what to expect in the model that changed my life. So let's talk about revenue share. Let's talk about what it means. Certainly, revenue share for me meant coming to a brokerage that allowed me to do the things I love to do, to coach the agents, to help them build a sustainable business and being rewarded for it fairly. But now everything changed. So let's first and foremost start with the people that lost in this change. First and foremost, the other brokerages, cloud-based models that provide revenue share have been following along in EXP's footsteps. EXP adds a buffer. Several years later, the next, you know, at that growth step, the next company adds a buffer. FLQAs, frontline qualifying agents, you have to personally sponsor agents in certain models at high levels so that you can unlock the tiers and unlock the amazing resources of revenue share. Well, at EXP, you used to have to. They just absolutely dialed back their FLQA requirements in order to make this happen. So if you're at a brokerage with one of the models that EXP just went away from, EXP did some things in this model that will make it extremely hard for those other brokerages to duplicate. Right? We have seven tiers. We have a little bit more flexibility than some of those other models. FLQAs are important because it incentivizes agents to sell homes and have sponsors help agents sell homes. EXP is past that. They've moved past that. They've made it possible to, you know, absolutely do absolutely what you can do at the highest level, but they were able to limit some of the FLQA requirements because of the seven tiers. And so if you're at one of those other brokerages, you went over there for an early adopter, you know, experience, and hopefully you're ready to go, well, that this may put a kink in your armor because EXP just made this sustainable and transparent. Next, we'll talk about the people that were at EXP and struggled to open FLQA tiers as EXP was 5, 10, 15, so on. And they just decided that there was this better model. The grass was greener. There was something else there for them. Absolutely okay. Totally understand. But when EXP drops the FLQA requirements for most of the tiers, except for tier 7, which they actually dropped that last year. So EXP in the last, you know, 18 months has dropped the FLQA requirements for every single tier along the way, making it easier for you to stay in the revenue share game and earn that income long term. And so if you left EXP because you never thought it would happen, well, it just happened, and you may have vacated 1,000, 2,000, 600, 100 agents that were still here. Some might have stayed, they might have left, but for you to come right back into that position is probably unlikely, depending on, you know, maybe some agents left and maybe, you know, EXP won't let you slide right back in that position. But that's, you know, that's above my pay grade. So those are also the losers, because if you were to calculate the amount of money that is now being left on the table based on those tiers now being opened, I would imagine for some people it would be a shock to the system. And finally, for those agents that are at EXP with their 4, 5, 6, and 7 tiers all open, so 30 qualifying agents or more, and they have a large sum of agents on those tiers, those are the people that probably lost the most, right? I will tell you that number as of April was 54 agents that had 7+ tiers open. Now, I don't have any way to measure if those agents had tiers on their tier 7, but for the whole company, 7 people had their tiers open based on the FLQA counts in April of this year, 2024. And so those people certainly did take an initial loss as this, you know, change happened. What they do see is that the opportunity for others to grow, which for long term will be more growth for them versus a loss. But if we're picking out the losers, that is one group at the company that was vastly affected. Okay, so as you know, Real Estate Agent Playbook, I'm all about winning. So we're going to talk about the winners. Okay, first group of winners: teams and broker owners considering making a move to EXP. This just changed the game. If you're looking at the cloud-based brokerage models, you like the idea of having some of the liabilities and some of the day-to-day handed off to the brokerage, still have the ability to attract and grow, but now you don't have, you know, your town or your state as your border. You can now grow globally. That is still offered at some of the other cloud-based brokerages, although not in 23 different countries and so on. But as a broker owner, you now have a lot of flexibility within the model. Remember, from the last video, tiers 1, 2, and 3 are bonused and unlocked immediately. So you don't need any FLQAs to get paid full revenue share on tiers 1, 2, or 3, and you get bonused at the end of the month based on how many units are sold in those tiers and the revenue share that was not paid out. If you want more, you know, information on that, the previous video has a ton of that, so you can go back and watch that. However, as a broker owner or a team lead, you can now come in and place your top, you know, 5 agents. Let's say you have a brokerage of 50. Place your top 5 agents on your tier 1 and then place, you know, 2 of those, you know, the next tier agents on those people's tier 2. So you're tier 2, they're tier 1, so that they're incentivized. And then you have, okay, 25 other agents to divide out over, you know, 10 different groups there. So you now have created a structure where the leaders, the top agents, are already got a jump start on revenue share, and they can be a resource to those agents below them. And then you have the second tier agents that also will be incentivized to, you know, have the newer agents or the agents that are lower producing kind of get going. And so you've created a delegation cycle, and you've also created 3 tiers of business. So every time somebody on your tier 3 closes, your agent on tier 2 gets paid, your agent on tier 1 gets paid, and you get paid the full revenue share plus the bonus for each of those levels. So that is the true winner. Brokers and team leads considering, this just isn't an option at other brokerages. Okay, certainly there's other brokerages with 0 FLQAs, but their revenue share shrinks, right? Or there's brokerages that offer a ton that seem to be great places to be, the culture's good, but they don't allow for these tiers to be opened right away. Add the Thrive and Boost program that incentivizes teams and broker owners to come to EXP based on their production and what they've done in the past. This is an absolute no-brainer, at least to have a look and have a meeting with somebody who can put this all together for you. If you're a broker or team lead interested, you can definitely DM me, private, you know, message all day long. We'll keep it under wraps. We'll get you connected to the people that you need to talk to see if it's a viable opportunity and a true exit strategy for you, because ultimately that's the game of RevShare, is this exit strategy that honestly isn't replicated or duplicated by any of the other options out there. The next winner is newer agents, right? Agents that are at EXP already and, you know, just felt like it was so high, it was so hard to reach and get that income generated because you had to, you know, have agents, and you had to have your top you know, 10 agents to produce on your tier one, and then they could grow after that, and so on. Like, it just takes a lot of the convoluted starting pieces out of this, because tiers one, two, and three are open. So not only are you incentivized to bring agents to eXp for their first year with that $4,000, you know, top line for those first year agents, you know, in your tier one, but also so are the other people. And then those agents, although it's not $4,000 for that first year on your tier two and tier three, you also get bonuses for that. So the ability to get rolling and really incentivize and inspire others to start makes a lot more sense, because you can make a lot more money with revenue share a lot quicker based on tiers one, two, and three being open. And then the next winner is that agent that's been at eXp a while. Maybe, you know, there's agents that brought two or three agents in, and one of those three agents took off and built a 100, 200, 300 person organization and continue to grow. Well, as that agent grows on your tier two, and if you didn't have the FLQAs to open your tier two or tier three, you know, not to mention tier four and beyond, then you are losing out on a large, substantial piece of money, right? You still have the expansion share, that has not changed, but the exponential share is where the real money's made. So if you had somebody that you brought into the company that brought 100 agents, and now you have 100 agents on your tier two, but you don't have the five FLQAs before, well, that was a problem, right? You are making pennies. Now, overnight, you just unlocked tiers one, two, and three, and your income, some people's income went up $20,000, $30,000, $40,000 a year based on this one change right there. So that is an absolute massive winner. And hopefully what that does is inspire you to come back to the focus and build out the organization, be a resource, and do what you need to do. But absolutely game-changing for some people that had, you know, a great agent that they brought on that they were friends with, or just had somebody really take hold of this revenue share idea, and they weren't getting paid the full revenue share on it because they did not have the qualifying agents. That's all gone. Okay, and lastly, we have everyone is the winner. This is an opportunity for people at eXp to change the way that they're attracting agents, to change the way that they're doing things, and this is a viable exit strategy for many years to come, because part of the problem with the previous model where you had to have, you know, 30 agents for tier seven, that's the same, but 20, 25 agents for those higher tiers was that they felt like as they, you know, kind of scaled back and they quit, you know, attracting agent after agent after agent, that they were having a hard time keeping those tiers open. Well, for the long term, now we've suppressed, you know, all the tiers, every single tier has been minimized for the FLQA requirement in the last 18 months. From revenue share 1.0 to 2.0, level 7 did not change, but that changed from 40 to 30, you know, last year sometime. So every single tier has been minimized for FLQA requirements. And so when that happened, everyone wins, right? So you have the people that are newer to the company that have the opportunity to build a true income stream right away. You have the people that were here that now have bonuses on tiers one, two, and three and opportunities to really be flexible. And you have agents that are just looking at this as an opportunity that absolutely can come into this and win immediately with revenue share and start building that exit strategy no matter what their age is. And so with everyone winning and the company on fire and the growth opportunities that do exist, those stock awards that come into play could be very lucrative at some point. Don't know which way the stock's going to go, but certainly if the company's selling more houses and growing, you know, it could mean good things for you for those stock awards, for whatever comes into play there. So as we kind of wind this down, I want you to understand that revenue share is an absolute opportunity for everyone that's involved. Certainly there's a small group of people that lost a little bit, but stand to make a lot more in terms of growth of their organization over the long term. So ultimately, if you liked what I said, or you have no idea what I said, but you're considering making a move to eXp, please book a call, reagentwolfpack.com. That'll get you in. I can discuss all of this. We can make a game plan for you, whether it's about revenue share or just scaling your real estate business. I love coaching agents to build wealth through real estate. And at eXp, I'm able to talk a lot of different options because we have the equity ownership, we have the revenue share, and obviously we have the production side. So I hope this helps. Like, comment, subscribe, and I can't wait to chat with you about partnering in the future.